Yeah, man, we just a church that enjoy, have fun, just love one another, support one another in anything that we do. Maria, you're going to be talking about some of the things that's going on that we're trying to support and help out for Job Corps students, and I just love being here. Amen. We're going to be talking about your position in Christ. I like the little statue. It's like it's showing that you already have the victory. Amen. You know, I said this last week, if Tom Brady or Russell Wilson wins the ring, then if they're married, they will give the ring to their wife. And the wife will receive the ring, and they will already become automatic champions without even playing 1 second on the clock. Amen. And that's exactly how we are. We receive what Christ did for us through the cross, and it positions our heart and love and victory. We'll never have to strive to get something. If we're doing something, we're doing something because He's already placed us in the position to win. Amen. I was telling Keisha when we was praying for, I think Irvin had said, "You already got it, sister. You already got it. God has already blessed you because you already have favor with God." And we don't treat God like Santa Claus, but guess what? God is a good God. Amen. And He loves supplying His children everything that they need. Amen. But when I started thinking about positions, I was thinking like, man, everything in life is all about position. And I was kind of getting a revelation of that. When me and Keisha went to this one restaurant, and the restaurant was like nasty. It was this dog man. He was like, "We ain't never coming here again." Remember that Mexican restaurant we went to? Yeah, you remember. And we ate some, and I'm like, man, how in the world does this place have business? I'm like, who would come here? But this place was packed. It was packed. Everybody was just coming in. And I started learning it's because of the position of where the restaurant was at. And then I knew a restaurant that was off the chain. It was a bomb. He eating some soul food. And this place has to close down. I'm like, why? And it's the position of where it's at. And Monopoly. You can have all the money in the world. Boardwalk, you can have a lot of properties. But if you're not positioned right, you lose the game. I know in wrestling, when I used to be a wrestler, I remember this one guy came in, he was 160 pounds back then. We was like about 280 in Lindenwood. We had a wrestling scholarship. And this guy was just throwing us around like ragdolls. I'm like, what in the world? How is this person throwing us around like this? I said, let me get a shot at this guy. And I'm up here wrestling this guy. This guy started throwing me around. And I just sat in the corner and said, what in the world is this? What, this dude on some kung fu or something? And he came and he tapped my shoulder. He said, because I got the right leverage. And that's the reason why I'm winning. And I was like, oh, okay. So he knows some stuff that I don't know, some positioning moves that I didn't know. And all through life, even when we watch, what's that show, House Hunters, I'll see a house that sells for $75,000, and then they go to San Francisco, and that same house sells for $2 million. I'm like, hold on, this house was smaller than this house. How is this house going to sell for more? And it's because of the position. Well, I got good news for you. When Jesus died on the cross, for your sins, He has positioned you to be united with Christ. Come on now, we get to the good news first, all right? He has positioned you in your heart at the right place, at the right time. See, the position is not about a geographical position. The position is about the position in your heart. When you say, Jesus, I believe you died for me, it's good that we believe that He took away our sins. That's a good position, amen. If we can just start with that one. But then He says, listen, I have united you with me. Amen. That means that the favor that you got is not about how fast you are. It's not about how quick you are. It's not about how good you are. It's about what He has done for you. He has changed your identity, and you move out of that identity.
Come on.
Your position is in Christ Jesus. When He sees you, He sees Christ. When you gave Him your life, He says, I've been changing my life, and I'm giving it to you. Now, what better position is that? Come on now. In Ephesians 2 and 3, It says this. It says, all of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and the inclination of our sinful nature. By our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like everyone else. Everyone was in this. But God is so rich in mercy. Come on now. And he loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved.
Come on.
For he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. Come on now, that's good. We had a civil war here because one group didn't want the equal rights of another group, and we fought that war and many died so we can have the same playing field. You see, Jesus came to die for our sins so you won't have to be accused anymore, so you can have the same playing field as Christ Jesus. Ooh, man, that's blasphemy, ain't it? But he wants you to know today that you have the same favor of Christ. You have to get to know the depth, the length, the height, and the breadth of how much he really loves you. Because once you really know how much he loves you, you can trust in him. Amen. You know, I know Anthony now better than I knew him 3 years ago. Amen. And I knew him from children's church, and I knew him pretty cool. But the Anthony I know now, I can say, hey man, can I get $500? I can give that. He don't ever ask me for it, I'm just saying. But I can just give it to him free. Why? Because I know the brother. You see what I'm saying? 5 years ago, I was like, yeah, man, but I knew you as kids, you know, but I don't really know you like that, you know what I mean? And that's the same thing with God. God wants you to begin to have a relationship with him so you can get to know him. So you can begin to trust him, to know that he is on your side. But when you don't know he is on your side, guess what happens? Worry, anxiety comes to the heart. It attacks your heart aggressively. Because I don't know if you're going to come through for me, God. He wants your position to be in a place where I ain't got the word. I know he going to come for me. Amen? Just like with Keisha Job. Guess what? It was already hers. She just had to come into agreement with what God is already saying. She didn't even look for it, amen. It's just an example. Like my brother David here. Can I get a testimony already? My brother David called me this morning, and I was just thinking this morning, man, we need some extra transportation. My brother said, you know what? I got a van we can give to the church. I was like, thank you, Jesus. He already knows your heart before you even come to him. He says he knows the secrets of your heart. That you ain't even said, that you ain't even prayed for yet. It was just something on your heart. But because you a child of God, he has you on his mind. What father that loves his child is not going to think about his child 24/7? He says he loves you. And the position that you should have in your heart should be like, yes, Lord, I'm waking up this morning expecting the best. Because you are mine and I am yours. Amen. And 2 Peter 1:3 says, by his divine power, God has given us everything we need. Everybody say everything.
Everything
we need for living a godly life. It's already there waiting for you. Amen.
Amen.
We have received all of this by coming to know who? Him. Like I said, when I know him, then I trust him. When I don't know him, I can't trust you, man. I don't know you like that, you know. But when you get to know God like that, come on now, I know that he's going to come through. That's right. Giving, forgiving, all giving, type of giving, it's easy.
Come on.
Because I know it's going to come back.
Come on, bro.
I ain't worried about giving some money to the Lord. Lord always return it back 100-fold. But when I don't know, then guess what? I won't go. I remember we had some, I was going to buy some rims over East St. Louis on Craigslist. I know you're gonna hear a lot of pastors say that. But I like Rams and some 30s, no, not no 30s. Main thing. And I didn't wanna go at first because I was kinda, you know, but my dad said, you know what, son, I'll come with you. I was like, cool, yes, we gonna roll with you. And then he said, I'm gonna bring my brother too, so I'm bringing your uncle. I'm like, cool. And what happened is my heart started to rest even more because I know he's coming with me. And let me tell you something. In every area of your life, you can rest. Because everywhere you go, he goes. You are not alone. He is with you wherever you go. But when we don't see, because we're in the wrong position of our hearts, and we don't see what God sees, we only see, you ain't with us. But God is saying, I've been with you when you had the accident. I've been with you when you got robbed. I've been with you when this happened to you, when that happened to you. I have never left you. My divine power was surrounding you. Even right now, we got angels filled around this room. Where are they at? In the spirit realm. It's like you have radio receivers all going through this room, but you have to be tuned in to hear. Ooh, that's good.
Come on now.
When you don't see the way he wants you to see, you fall short of the glory of God, the view and opinion that he has of you. A lot of times when I counsel people, they're telling me the view and opinion of other people, how they have of you. I ain't asking you what your mama think of you. I ain't asking you what your brother think about you. I'm asking you what Jesus says about you. He says, I have cleansed you up. I have made you whole. Ask him, who is? Jesus is. So are you in what world? In this world. Not the world come. You are like Christ. Your spirit is brand new. You ain't got to wait to die to see who you are. You can know who you are by just reading the word and seeing who you are. Amen?
Say it again, Pastor.
I always give this illustration. Not always, but this is a good one because on one side, someone is seeing three blocks. But on another side, you see how many? You see four of them, right? And I was looking and I was like, wow. It's the same way how God talks to us. When I talk to people and I counsel people, they can't catch it because the Bible says, he that have ear, let them hear. Sometimes you listen to the three and God's saying four. And God wants you to catch on to what he is saying to you. Because when you're not hearing what he's speaking to you, you're hearing less. I'm less than. God says, you're greater than. Greater is he that is in who? You. That lives within the world. That means there is more power living in your born again spirit that is inside the world.
Come on now. Huh?
There is nothing out here that is more powerful than how God speaks to you inside of here. When you allow this to be more powerful than this, then guess what? You ain't got to worry about anxiety attacks. You ain't got to worry about how many people call you today. You ain't got to worry about how many friends you got or who loves you. Nobody loves me. Yes, somebody loves you. God in heaven loves you.
Come on now.
The God who made heaven, earth, the sun, the moon, the stars love you. He want to have a relationship with you. Ain't that worth it? Somebody to have your attention on 24/7. Joshua went into the same predicament as Moses. And in this situation, Moses was going to the land of Jericho, but he didn't going through Canaan. And he didn't want to go through because he sent 12 spies over to see what God had already told him he had. And he listened to the 10 that said, we can't go. And he didn't listen to the 2 that said, we can go. Now Joshua went over and took, and he had the same predicament as Moses. But guess what? Joshua listened to what God said, and he went over to the land. I said, God, what's the difference between Moses and Joshua? He said, I told them the same thing. One listened, one didn't. One was in a position of saying, I can't. And one was in a position of saying, God can. When we was doing the Good News Clubs, we used to have these little things called God cans for the kids. And it's a can, and we put God can. And they'll put their little prayers in there, it'll be some of the most powerful things that you'll ever see. I'd be like, yeah, that's what? My mom got here, this happened, this. Because they place their trust in, ain't nothing like an innocent child placing their trust in God. It's something so beautiful, man. But we're all his children, amen? He don't want our hearts to be polluted with doubt and fear and unbelief. He wants us to know that he goes with us wherever we go. And Joshua 1:3 says, I promise you what I promised Moses. Whenever you set foot, you will be on land I have given you. You know why? Because anything that you put your hands to is going to be blessed. The blessings come from the outside in or from the inside out. Come from the inside out. But he wants you to know wherever you go, you're going to be blessed. From the Negev wilderness in the south to the Lebanon mountains in the north, from the Euphrates rivers in the east to the Mediterranean Sea in the west, including all of the lands of the Hittites, no one will be able to stand against you as long as you live. For I,
here we go again,
I will be who? What? With you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. The thing here is this. When you don't see God is with you, you don't see the full. You only see the three. You know, my dad goes into houses and he rehab houses and stuff. I remember the first house I went in, I seen graffiti on the wall. He bought this house and I'm looking like in the middle of the city. I'm like, man, you should get your money back, man. This is a messed up deal. He came in there and said, man, this is a gold mine. I said, gold mine? Look at all this stuff. Some smelling this toilet. We got to get out of here before we catch some. We seen three dead cats on the floor. And they just like bones and they hair. I'm like, hey. I said, oh, man, we messed up, man. We need to get our money back. He said, no. He said, look at the walls. They solid. Look at the floors. They're solid. Look at the interior. You're looking at the outward things. He was looking at the inward things. Just like your father does in heaven. He looks at the inside of you. When you see the mess, he sees the blessed. When you see the worst, he sees the best. When you see, I can't do it, God says, I have already done it. I have already positioned you. Why are you begging me? Why you keep on thinking that I'm not going to come through for you? When I've already defeated Satan for you at the cross. This life is not a life of struggle. This life is a life of resting in him, trusting in him, knowing that God got my back 24-7. Wherever I go, he go. Wherever he go, I go. And it can't nothing separate me from the love of God. Because he goes with me. Joshua went in that land that Moses couldn't go into because he positioned his ear to hear God where Moses positioned his ear to hear himself. He wants us to position us to hear him where you're hearing, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Amen.
No, man, look at all this stuff, man. Look at what's all this stuff going on out here. Greater. He didn't say this verse just to be saying something. He said this because he know that it's going to seem like it's greater out here. But it's really greater in here. It's things that he spoke to me about that I couldn't tell nobody about that I know nobody was going to believe. But I knew what God told me. And that's all that matters. When Jesus came to Peter, he said, some say you're a prophet, some say you this. Jesus said, I'm not asking about what they say. What do you say in your heart? That's where the rubber meets the road. It's not about what everybody else is saying about you. It's about what God says about you. Is that the truth? And what he says is law in my heart. But you have to be around encouragement. You got to be around people that speaking these things into your heart. Because you cannot. Faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing comes by the word of God. That means you have to position your ear to hear what he says about you. He calls you the righteous. He calls you the just. So I act just, I act righteous, because this is part of my identity. But if I'm hearing that this is not who I am, then guess what? I don't act out of who I am. Amen? I love this album. I play my little toys now. How many of y'all see the hourglass? The hourglass or whatever. How many of y'all see the face? What do you see? You see both? You know, in psychology we learned this, that if I talk about a vase for a whole hour, guess what you'll see? You'll see a vase. If I talk about two faces for a whole hour, guess what you'll see? You'll see two faces. Guess what Jesus talked to his disciples about the whole time he was with them? Come on now. The Holy Spirit, like Keisha was saying, he comes to convict you of righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Spirit. And the more you hear of it, the more you see it. You can't see it until you hear it. Then when you hear it, you walk in it. But it's a struggle if you're not positioning yourself to hearing this, because you can't walk in it because you're like, where is that? I don't see it. Because I've been hearing the wrong things. That's why the Bible says encourage one another daily. Why? Because he knows you need to hear this to walk wherever you go. Why did Joshua go into the land? Because he heard God. Why do people don't walk? Because they hear the 10. You only go by what you hear. And God is speaking to you right now. Those that have ear, let them hear. That you are the blessed. That you are the righteous. That you are the just. That I love you the same way I love Jesus. Can you receive that today? When you allow that to replay in your heart, replay in your soul, replay in your mind, then we just walk right into that thing. Man, I'm telling you. Every area of my life that I see where I'm at is not because of my hard tenacity. Because he has positioned my ear to hear what he has told me over my life. And then you just walk in the same area of what he has already told you. Amen. Romans 8:6, I don't know, I'm bouncing around a lot of places. It says, to focus our minds on a human nature leads to death. But to focus our minds on the Spirit leads to life, and it leads to peace. Why? Because whatever you focus on was going to come out. As a man thinketh in his heart, what? So is he. I was just looking at a documentary of Disney World and how it got started, the Christian man that was Walt Disney. It was just saying how his plans got rejected. He got fired off of his job when he was 40 because of a lack of imagination. And I was just thinking, like, man, it's almost like anything that the devil tried to lie to you to make you think that you don't have what God has already given you. He's already given. And then you know what he did? He went to go get a loan out for Disney, and they rejected. They said, you're crazy. I was a little Mickey Mouse. But you know what? He stopped going to them. He went to some of his brothers and other people. He had to commune with people that was agreeing with what God was telling him inside of his heart about this little bitty old mouse. And you know what happened? Well, you see what happened now. Right? Disneyland. But the thing about it is, there's a land living inside of your heart. There's dreams inside of your heart. There's inspiration, things that may have been dead, feel like it's dead. And those seeds are still alive, amen? You just have to plant inside of your heart. There were some seeds that they found in Egypt that was over 1,000 years old. They took them same seeds and they buried it and it came up to life. God's word is the incorruptible word. The only thing God needs, he don't need you worrying. He needs your faith, he needs you believing of what his word says. You place that word in your heart. I am the righteousness of God. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. God loved me. For God so loved the world that he gave his son for me. I know who I am. I'm loved by God. You keep on speaking those things into your heart. That's what happened. Even while you're sleeping, that seed is working. Amen. And when you plant it in your heart, it springs up for life, peace, things that you can't even bring up out of your heart. And it takes away all the worry and the chaos and the fear and the mess. I've seen so many people that come into counseling, and they have all stress and worry, and then they come in one way and they leave out another way. Because why? They stop hearing that they are victim, and they start hearing that they are victor in Christ Jesus. I've heard so many victories in Christ that I've seen that I have to slap myself by not believing it. Because I know that God loves me. Can I tell you about some testimonies today? Can I tell you about, we got some new people. I have so many testimonies of how God has saved my life. And if I knew your testimony, I'd tell it, but I'm only going to tell mine. I don't remember one time where, and I told half of it last time, but I didn't tell the full completion when I had got robbed. And I was working at Domino's around 1920. The guy came, he pushed me down the steps. And I knew I felt the angels around me. But he still came down swinging at me. And it was real. And I'm just thinking like, man, God, is this real? Is this going on right now? And the guy just started swinging. I had grabbed him. I said, man, listen, man, I ain't got nothing. Actually, I don't know about lying. I said, I ain't got nothing for you, man. You just take whatever you want. Just leave. And in the midst of that struggle, the guy just stopped. He said, you know what, man? I can't even do nothing to you. I said, what? You just came down here swinging at me. He said, man, just go your way. And as I was walking up those steps, he said, stop. My friends over there, they're gonna beat you down. They over there by your car. I want you to go the other way. And I seen over, I had a bravado back then. I looked over there, I seen a group of guys ready to jump me. I said, oh man, thanks. And I jumped the fence, I went back to Domino's. As soon as I get back to Domino's, my parents already called me. They already knew something was going on by the Spirit. He said, are you okay? I didn't even let them know that something was wrong yet. I was praying for me at that time, at that same moment. Are we alive in here today?
Yeah.
They was praying for me because God placed it on their heart to pray for me. Do you know that when you was driving here, you don't even know the angel that was protecting you right now? Right here. Sometimes we just take these things for granted. Oh yeah, this is here. God says, I want you to eat off of it, appreciate it, embrace it. The next week, the same thing happened in the same group of people. Beat somebody to death. I said, Lord, thank you for protecting me. Because I ain't got to be here. He poured a weapon on me and he could have used it. I just think about all the things and all the trials I've been through in this life. And the only thing I can say is thank you, Jesus, for who you are and what you've done for me. Amen. Don't focus on the carnal, on the human things that you don't see. It's the unseen that created this thing. The Son didn't create God. God created the Son. Your boss didn't create your position. Your position was created from God to your boss. And some of us, the Holy Spirit let me know that you've been struggling with a boss. You've been struggling maybe with an instructor. Some type of, is you? I see you. He said, let that go. Let it go. He said, I created your boss. He said, I can turn the thing around. I can. I hold that power. I had a boss. Remember my friend Ramon told this story? I had a boss that I was doing Bible study on a group, and we had the best production on that floor. And he wanted to fire me. for no reason. I said, why you gonna fire me? We got the best production. I don't want you talking. I said, man, this is a business guy. What's wrong with this guy, God? What's wrong with this dude? This dude crazy. So, you know, man, I'm just gonna keep talking. I mean, hello. And then, you know what he said? After the day he gone, and then another boss came and said, no, he ain't. He gonna stay. The boss got upset, walked off the job, never came back. And we had devotion on that floor, and the whole warehouse got saved, amen. What am I saying here? You ain't got to worry about nothing. You're his child. This is not you against the world. You are behind God. God says, and this is what David said, the Lord is your shepherd. I shall not want. What do you mean I shouldn't be ambitious about anything? No, I'm resting in him. I want what he wants from me. Because he knows what's going to be best for me. Come on now, I know that's right. I rest in him. I don't care if I did get fired. I rest in him. I don't care if I did get robbed. I don't care if I did lose my wife. I'm going to be with him. Because nothing can separate me from the love of God. You know what fear is? Fear is, I don't know what's going to happen. You always fear what you don't understand and what you don't know. But guess what? The Bible says, I wrote these things in here so that you may know in your heart that I am with you. I ain't afraid of nothing no more when I got God on my side. When my mind is filled knowing that anywhere I go, God goes with me. Anywhere I go, anything I touch, God touches with me. He's preaching through me. He's walking through me. He's talking through me. He's loving through me.
Yeah.
You can't fail. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but a spirit of what?
Love.
And of what? A sound mind. This client that came to me that had anxiety attacks. I said, listen, take a deep breath. They'll go, I say, say God is with me. They'll say, God is with me. I said, say it again. Until it gets into their mind, will, and emotion, then they go, oh, God is with me. I'm good. And anxiety leaves their heart. But when fear fills your heart, it's almost like you're on an island. You don't know what's going to happen to you. And we're going to crash. Is this going to happen? Guess what? God is with you wherever you go. Your position today, whoever wins the Super Bowl or not, your position today is with Christ Jesus. And you can bank on that. You can take that one to the bank, you can cash it in. Because you know what? Don't let nobody let you think that, oh yeah, this grace message, this is just about, you know. No, he wants you to believe. He wants you to become a participant in it. And say, yes, Lord, this is mine. This is mine. Not yours. I thank God for that band he's gonna donate to the church. Because you know why? It's gonna be used to do what he wants us to do. I thank God for that job that he gave Keisha. Because why? Because the finances are going back what God wants. My life is his life. And his life is my life. So why do I fear anything? This is one of those silent messages, I guess. Y'all just soaking it in, right? This one ain't one of them pooping and hollering ones. Thank you, Jesus. I can trust in you, my God, my provider. I can trust in you, my hope and my friend. You give me peace. You give me joy. I can trust in you, my God, my provider. I can trust in you, my hope and my friend. You give me peace, you give me joy, you give me joy. I know for sure,
know for sure I can trust in you. You give me peace. You give me peace. You give me joy. You give me joy. I know for sure. I know for sure I can trust in you. If there's anybody here that you say, I want to have a part of that trust. I want a part of that family. I want to become a child of God. And I don't even know if I am a child of God. Today is your day to know. I want everybody to bow their heads and close their eyes. Everybody just repeat with me. Jesus. Thank you for dying for me on the cross.
On the cross.
Thank you for loving me.
Thank you for loving me.
On the cross.
On the cross.
And thank you for taking all my sins.
Thank you for taking all my sins.
On the cross.
On the cross.
I believe in you, Lord.
I believe in you, Lord.
That you died for me.
That you died for me.
And you rose for me.
You rose for me.
On the third day.
On the third day.
And I receive your salvation.
I receive your salvation.
Into my heart.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
That's the first time that you've ever confessed that. I just want you to slip up your hand. That's the first time I see your hand. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I see you. He wants you to know today that you are not by yourself today. That you are a child of God. That wherever you go, He goes. We're going to start you off today with the Bible. We're going to start you off today so you can start understanding who you are in Christ. Amen. For those that raise their hand, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit said something else too to those people that was having trouble with their instructor or supervisor. He says, I'm going to be your missing piece this week. I'm going to be your missing piece where you couldn't match all the pieces together. He said, watch me. It's going to be a testimony week next week. Amen. Come on now. Come on. I know personally that He got your back. Amen. Come on, man. That's good.